I have never been small. I have never been thin. I'm almost 6 feet tall. So tall I stretched my skin. I've got scars from blue to red, permanent. Dyed my hair to feel relevant. Bruises round my eyes, delicate, soft on the inside. I've got stories I could tell. Are you listening? Years I was unwell, crippling. Now I've built this shell, distancing myself from the outside. And I'm alive. And I'm alive. I have never been quiet. I have never been quaint. And I have failed at every diet. They'll say it's lack of self-restraint. I've got stories I could tell. Are you listening? Wounds that flare and swell. Conditioning vices that rebel. Imprisoning myself from the outside. And I'm alive. I will always be loud. I have always been free. No matter what, I will be proud. And I will always be me.
Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, an artist and voice that I am quickly becoming obsessed with. Toronto R&B soul musician Jennarie is her name, J-E-N-N-A-R-I-E, Jennarie, released a new EP recently called Never Been Small. We heard the title track from Jennarie. There is something so sultry about her vocals. And if you're a Begonia fan like I am, you must be hearing Begonia in that voice. Such similar voices, but no, Jennarie is her name. In the middle, we head over to Edmonton, Alberta for folk rock singer-songwriter Dominique Adams. Her latest album is called To Keep. We heard the song Fine Lines. And then kicking off the set, Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Ada Lee. Her newest album is When I Paint My Masterpiece. We heard the song Something in the Wind from Ada Lee. All three artists, Ada Lee, Dominique Adams, Jennarie, you can find their albums and EP on Bandcamp. Well worth checking out each of these musicians. Speaking of a musician that I have been obsessed for now nearly three decades, Americana singer-songwriter, American treasure, Patty Griffin. Listen, this world we are living in can sometimes be a difficult one to navigate through. I've got a song from Patty Griffin right now that hopefully will spark a little resilience and tenacity. The song is called I Don't Ever Give Up. So right now, let's dive into that. Patty Griffin to fuel our fire here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm no kid in a kid's game. Did what I did. got no one to blame, but I don't give up. No, I don't ever give up. It's all I got. It's my claim to fame. Mountains you won't move.
always have this place to call home. This love will keep us through the blinding of the eyes, silence in the ears, darkness of the mind.
This love will keep.
A lot of people get love wrong. They think love is capturing or being captured. Like coaxing a fish into kissing a claw, baiting someone into being yours. Love is the one with the claws. It is completely lawless. A feeling so supernatural, it looks like a lie.
This love will keep us through the blinding of the eyes.
I'm the wounded bird.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Alison Russell. Night Flyer is the name of the song. That is from her debut album, Outside Child. Alison Russell's announced that she is heading out on tour with Sarah McLachlan. She's the opening act for Sarah McLachlan's latest tour, and I think that is going to be an absolutely gorgeous pairing of voices. What a great tour that's going to be. Mavis Staples in the middle there, my hero, my idol, my mama Mavis at 86 years old, national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon. Mavis Staples returns with her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World, an album of tailored ballads and reluctant, relevant covers extending from Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen, Kevin Morby, and in this particular case, Frank Ocean. The song Godspeed from Mavis Staples. Just Mavis's voice, that opening line, I will always love you. It just shoots right to my heart. Just an absolute spitfire of positivity and joy. That is what Mavis Staples is to me. And then, of course, starting that set, Patty Griffin, I Don't Ever Give Up is the name of the track. That is from Patty Griffin's album, Children Running Through. When I think back on this particular episode of Girly So Groovy, I think of voices like Mavis Staples, Alison Russell, Dinah Washington, Sergeant and Comrade, and I just think about Black History Month. Valerie June as well, Green Tea Peng, these voices that are worth celebrating in the month of February, but more importantly, lifting these voices all year long. This year, I made the decision not to do just a full 2 hours, but rather stitch these voices throughout the entire month. But let's be honest, we are stitching these voices throughout the entire 25 years of Girly So Groovy. The show would be nothing if it wasn't for celebrating and amplifying these voices that deserve and need to be heard. Okay, we are going to wrap up this episode. I can't believe we've come to the end of another 2 hours of Girly So Groovy. Before we do that, though, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework. I mentioned this. I've already mentioned this. I will mention it again. If you ever miss an episode, if you're sitting in your car and you want to continue this episode, if you just want to listen again, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. No need for a membership. All you need to do is press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Hey, would you ever want to get a request on the program? It's super easy. All you need to do is message me through our social media channels. We're on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or Instagram, it's a little easier there. You can find us at GSG Radio. Now, with both of those, you have your messaging options. I would love to know, which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? You listen to the show. You know the sense of what this show is. Yeah, we genre hop, but you get a vibe for what the show is. So if there is an artist that you think would work well in this 2-hour mixtape, definitely shoot me a message. Priority always goes to you, the loyal listener, you, the mutual music nerd, as opposed to, I love musicians and bands that reach out wanting to try and get their music on the airwaves, but it's you, the loyal listener, that priority goes to. Okay, I gave you your homework. Simple, easy ways to stay in touch all week long with the show. Also with those social media channels, every week the playlists get printed, get posted. You'll also find links to our Mixcloud listening page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Okay, so that is that. As I mentioned, Girlie So Groovy is turning 25 years old. This upcoming July marks our quarter of a century birthday for this program. It has been on the air since July 2001, thanks to CJAM 99.1 FM, the University of Windsor's campus radio station that airs through the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, Girlie So Groovy is syndicated coast to coast across Canada and down south in the United States on nearly 20 community and campus stations. This program would have not blossomed into what it is if it wasn't for these incredible radio stations. Remember, all of these radio stations that carry Girlie So Groovy are not for profit. Many of these stations will be doing a spring fundraiser. It's as easy as this. If you want to thank the station for making room in their busy schedule, just simply go to their website. There will be some way for you to donate to this station. Don't have time to do a shout out to all the radio stations that carry Girlie So Groovy. Every week, though, I try to spotlight one or two stations. So earlier I mentioned how we are in the Chicago area. Well, every Monday night, 10 until midnight, we are on WLTL 88.1 FM in LaGrange, Illinois, suburbs to Chicago. And a huge thank you. They were one of the earliest stations to grab Girlie So Groovy, and absolutely love them for that. What else do I want to share with you? Not much other than how are we going to wrap up this full 2 hours? You know what? I just thought of who I want to wrap up the full 2 hours with. A band that I don't think has been featured on Girlie So Groovy for quite some time. This is a band that trailblazed through college radio in the 80s and 90s. Also, the folk rock that they've created is their own signature sound, but really has shaped Canadian folk rock as well. I am talking about the band Cowboy Junkies. We're going to reach back to their album. What is the album title again? Lay It Down is the name of the album. We're going to listen to the song A Common Disaster. Again, just Cowboy Junkies, such an incredible act. Listen, before we totally sign off, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 25 years, the fact that you made it here to this little community campus radio show just wouldn't happen without you. This show is because of you. So I don't take it lightly. Thanks for tuning in. Know that I sincerely mean that. Here we go. Cowboy Junkies here on Girlie So Groovy.
Yeah. If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Scientists have long thought that new species took a very long time to emerge. This thinking has now changed dramatically, thanks to research done in the Galapagos, the site of Charles Darwin's inspiration. On the small island of Daphne Major, Rosemary and Peter Grant have studied the three species of native finches for decades. One day in 1981, they watched a newcomer arrive, a larger finch from an island 100 miles away. Before long, the new finch mated with one of the finches already on the island. No one expected it, but this hybrid union produced descendants different from any of the island's known species. Different enough that the hybrid male's songs didn't attract females of the other species. And the beaks of the new finches had a unique size and shape. Ultimately, the new line of offspring began to breed among themselves and became established on the island. Blood samples showed the new birds were genetically unique. There was now a new species of finch on the island. The Grants had a front row view of the emergence of a new, unique species. And it had happened in just two generations, faster than anyone had thought possible. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Hello.